Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dr. Dave Lawman on the efficiency of our beef cattle industry today, right after this.
We were number 7009.
We were number 901.
I'll never forget. We were number 615.
These families are among the thousands that benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like Don Denny of Creek County. He called and registered the abandoned well site on his property. Now his restored land is used for Little League Baseball. Don Denny's restoration is number 4,725. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Animal science professor Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University was a participant at the Altec International Symposium recently in Lexington, Kentucky. He presented there on the beef cattle herd's cow-calf operations of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Are we more efficient? Are we more effective in producing pounds of calf per beef cow today versus a few years back? Dr. Lawman says, unfortunately, no, we are not. He says perhaps one of the reasons is that we've decided to move away from the hybrid vigor available to us through crossbreeding.
Now, this is the point in this presentation where I need to ask you to kind of back away from the table and reach down and lace up your steel-toed shoes, because we're going to talk about some of the big elephants in the room and not beat around the bush. I'm not going to be rude, but this is the number of registration certificates issued per year by breed. And there's no question, at least in the state of Oklahoma and the state of Texas, are the two fastest growing Angus registration states in the nation. The two states with the most beef cows. There are a lot of potential advantages we could list. Industry uniformity, which was talked about this morning, is probably one of those. There's no question that we have a lot more black cattle. There's no question that overall quality grade in our carcass mix in the United States has improved in recent years, probably because of this trend. Okay, but what has the industry decided to say no thank you to? And it was that concept that Dr. Don Good introduced back in the 1960s, and that is to say that we have decided as an industry to pass on the efficiency of crossbreeding.
And Dr. Lawman says, indeed, we are leaving pounds of beef on the table when we ignore the value of crossbreeding.
Now, if you'll remember from your genetics class, the F1 female, on average, according to the data, weans over her lifetime about 25% more weaning weight. 25% more from increased longevity and from increased reproductive efficiency. One of the things that I showed you in the SPA data that has not improved. Now this is a possible one of the possible reasons why. Okay, so can we afford to continue to pass upon that tremendous advantage that crossbreeding brings?
Beef cattle professor Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University saying it may be time for us to consider putting some of that F1 vigor back into our beef cattle herds. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.